Despite being a complex disease to manage, medical experts in South Africa say it's important to create awareness about Prader-Willi syndrome in order to help families and healthcare professionals gain control of the treatment of the disorder. Prader-Willi syndrome is a rare genetic condition that causes a wide range of problems. Current estimates suggest that the syndrome affects 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 15,000 live births. It's also recognized as the most common genetic cause of life-threatening childhood obesity. In our weekly look at health issues, we focus attention on this often misunderstood condition with Dr. Angela Honey, a pediatrician at the Department of Genetics at South Africa's University of Pretoria.
So Prader-Willi syndrome is a syndrome caused by a genetic defect, and it basically has symptoms that already start before birth. The mothers have reduced fetal movements, and when the babies are born, they have a low muscle tone called hypertonia, which basically means they are very floppy. That also makes it very difficult for them to drink, and they very often need either to be fed with a syringe or with a tube going through to the stomach. That can last from a few weeks till a few months. And then the babies tend to become a little bit better, although they are very slow in reaching their milestones, like sitting and walking. And then from about a year or two of age, they get this excessive appetite that they can't basically stop eating. You have to really condition them that this is enough food, you can't eat anything more, to such an extent that they will go and steal food, take food from dustbins, and really if you don't stop them from eating a certain amount of calories, they can get morbidly obese.
Is Prader-Willi syndrome hereditary, Doctor? Does it run in families?
In only a very, very, very rare circumstances, it might be hereditary. Otherwise, it's something that just developed in the specific baby.
And how does it differ from Down syndrome?
The genetics is completely different. Down syndrome is an extra chromosome. Where in Prader-Willi syndrome, there's a mistake on a specific chromosome, chromosome 15 in the case of Prader-Willi syndrome, and it's either that there's a piece of chromosome material missing or that the baby inherits both chromosome 15s from the mother and not from the father, because in fact the genetic defect is on the chromosome that the baby inherits from the father, not the chromosome from the mother.
Is this something that can be cured? And how important is early detection?
Obviously, Prader-Willi syndrome is incurable. You can't actually get the mistake and repair the genetic mistakes, but there's a lot that you can do. So the earlier you get the diagnosis, the better. So at birth, very often, we teach the doctors to look out if the baby that doesn't want to feed, that's very hypotonic, low muscle tone in boys where the testicles didn't develop and grow into the scrotum, we would want them to test for Prader-Willi syndrome, because obviously to prevent obesity is better than when it's there. And what they've seen is if you give these babies growth hormone, they actually do better. They can grow a little bit taller. They're usually very short, so they can grow a little bit taller. They have bigger muscle mass, so they burn up a little bit more energy, and you can prevent the obesity. Intellectually, they are not normal, but they have now recently said that growth hormone might even help to increase their intellect. So it's actually very important if it is possible to give growth hormone. The major problem with growth hormone is costs involved. It's very expensive. So that is why not all the children all over the world will get growth hormone. And then obviously the next thing is that they need to be conditioned, that they can't eat up until they are so full that they actually can only eat a certain amount of calories. Because how sad it is, they have an increased appetite, but if they do actually need to burn off energy, they actually have a low metabolic rate. So they actually need less calories than a normal child. Yeah. So the diet is very important. And then obviously early intervention, occupational, physio, speech therapy, also very important. Obviously, if you can think you're always hungry, that can cause behavioral problems, so we always involve the psychologist too.
Which brings me to this issue I'd like us to touch a bit on. What are some of the challenging symptoms observed in children with Prader-Willi syndrome?
Obviously, when they're young, it's little babies and you can control them, but the most challenging is when they're older. And they have behavioral problems, they get temper tantrums, they want to eat because they're always hungry. That is the most challenging. So I think, you know, parents really need support to manage this and also to get some free time, you know, to have somebody else who looks after the child so that they can just have a little bit of freedom, you know, because they can't take the child with.
Before we wrap up, what advice do you have for parents out there with newly diagnosed children?
My advice would be to definitely seek help. Obviously, the Prader-Willi syndrome support group can help to basically get the management going. I would definitely involve a lot of different professionals. I see children with Prader-Willi syndrome that's so well managed that there is something in the future, but it is a multidisciplinary team that's involved to basically get these children to lead an optimal life. But I think very important is for parents also to know the symptoms so that they can alert the doctors. A lot of doctors might not know about the syndrome, so awareness is important. Mm-hmm. And I think if a parent suspects it, it is important to call and get a doctor's opinion. So the first step would be to confirm it with a genetic test. And then thereafter, all the different doctors, the dietitian, because it's easier to manage this if you have a support and you are part of a team.
That is Angela Hani. She is a pediatrician at the Department of Genetics at South Africa's University of Pretoria, speaking to Elizabeth Lidega.